إن شاء الله every morning after Fajr Salah we'll discuss in this kitab. The original name of the kitab, Shama'il al-Kubra, the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It consists of the finer details of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle, his habits were designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that syllabus which Allah ta'ala loves, and preserve and reserve for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to bring for this ummah, by means of which if we will adopt in our lives, will also become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are among the du'as that a person should make also. When a person goes to Umrah, he goes to Rawdah Mubarak, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you should make this du'a, Ya Allah, make me like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we can request Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah. Like one murid told the Shaykh, I make dua, Allah ta'ala make me like you. Reply was, make dua, Allah ta'ala make you like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You should make dua, ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. Allah ta'ala make me like you. You made the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So these are sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Quran Sharif, without the sunnahs, without the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, cannot be understood. Quran Sharif is very, very concise. It all, Quran Sharif just says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. And what do I follow? So we'll discuss whatever we can during these few days, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take our time to study these kitabs also during the year and to bring sunnahs in our lives. That believer without sunnahs, ulama farmate ke wo khokla mu'min hai. It's an empty believer. He believes but is empty. It's empty love, it's an empty capsule. So he brought him to the doctor and he bought a whole load of empty capsules. But he says, I'll get better. I'll get better, but there's nothing in the capsule. The mu'min feels now that I will get better. But there's no sunnahs in his life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And among the du'as we learn from our Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sa'adullah Barakatuhu, they make du'a to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that oh Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Allah grant me the knowledge, the ilm of every sunnah, amal and practice upon every sunnah, love for every sunnah, accept my health, wealth, time, resources for the khidmat of sunnah in the world. That's our life. Allah grant me the knowledge of, this should be the love of every believer. I want to know every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So ilm, every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, love for every sunnah, and the khidmat of the sunnahs in the world, inshallah. So today we'll begin the discussion of the sublime conduct of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as far as reciting portions of the Quran Sharif before going to bed are concerned. Like last night we read the three surahs. That have taken 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What we achieve in that 15 minutes, subhanAllah, this is banked for the akhirat, inshallah. Allah says also, do such a'mal that becomes a zakhira, becomes a treasure for yourself on the day of Qiyamah. When his weight, it becomes very heavy. So we're looking for those a'mal where we will score, inshallah. So among the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to recite Surah Sajda before sleeping, which we read last night, Surah Al-Iflamim, Sajda in the 21st juz of the Quran Sharif. And as we mentioned before also, with every amal, pair it up with a virtue. What is the virtue for this? What will Allah Ta'ala give me? And with istihdar, with consciousness of the reward, Ya Allah, I will get this for this amal. So I've spurred on to do the action. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to bed. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not go to bed before reciting Surah Sajda and Surah Mulk. Fazal of Allah, Allah said we read it. So the habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would never go to bed without reciting Surah Sajda and Suratul Mulk, which is Tabarak alladhi biyadihi mulk. In the 29 juz of Quran Sharif, this is a riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited Surah Sajda every night. And who would know better? The Aisha radiallahu anha. She knew the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited Surah Sajda every night. Reciting Surah Hamim al-Sajda, that is the 24th para of Quran Sharif. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam commanded me not to sleep before reciting Surah Hamim Sajda and Suratul Mulk. The Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam commanded me not to sleep before reciting Surah Hamim Sajda and Suratul Mulk. Thereafter the Fada'il and Sunnah in regard Suratul Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi. The Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a surah in the Quran Sharif containing 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of the one who recites it until he is forgiven. It is surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. The Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is a surah in the Quran Sharif containing 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of the one who recites it until he is forgiven. It is Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. And this is what we're looking for on the Day of Qiyamah, intercession. Who will intercede for me on the Day of Qiyamah? Person makes it a habit every night, 30 verses only. Ulama say very simple for us to learn this. In a month we have 29 days, 30 days. So learn one verse a day. Then only one verse a day. A very simple way of learning the verses also. Ulama say repeat it in a day, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times. Or Jamaat went to Canada, and they mentioned they met an accountant, chartered accountant. And he would stay almost half an hour away from the masjid. Almost half an hour away from the masjid. It wasn't possible for him to come every day to the masjid for salah, half an hour away. He would come once or twice a week to the masjid. But then that once or twice in a week that he used to come to the masjid, he was doing heaps of Quran Sharif by the local imam. They asked him, how are you doing it only once or twice a week? How are you going to become a hafiz in this way? So he says, every morning when I'm commuting to work, I'm driving to work, so I make a photocopy of the Quran Majid, the page of my sabak. So I sit in traffic 1-2 hours. So I put that page on my steering wheel. I don't waste my time. And I learn my sabak in that manner every day. So within the week I learn about a quarter para, half para. Just going to work and coming back. So I come to the imam, local imam, once a week, twice a week, and I give all the sabak that I learned for the week. Like this now with the CA, chartered accountant and CA is becoming hafiz of Quran also. What an investment he is making. So we have no excuse, alhamdulillah. We have plenty of ulama, huffaz, hips classes. We can go and sit in the hips classes, alhamdulillah. We're never too old to become a hafiz of Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. We have amongst us also, mashallah, our senior Allahs that are becoming Hafiz al-Quran amongst us. Uncle Harun Garodia, mashallah, is also doing his hifz, mashallah. If you don't mind telling us, Uncle Harun, your age at the moment? 70 plus age? 70, mashallah. Uncle Harun came to do a few surahs in madrasa. And already how many paras, Uncle Harun? How many paras already? 7 paras already. And Allah's fazl, Allah's shukr, Allah's ni'mat. Uncle Harun was saying, yesterday my grandson read his second last sabak in madrasa, and as he was reading his second last sabak, I was reading the same sabak that he was reading as my door. I was finishing my door and he was finishing his Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accept it. He's never too old. So coming with the grandson every day, dropping him at the hips class, say, let me start my hips also. Retirement package. The retirement, this is mashallah, jannati package. Allah Ta'ala make it so for all of us, inshallah. So this is a surah in the Quran Sharif containing 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of the one who recites it until he is forgiven. It is Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared it to be surah which protects the reciter from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah. Surah Mulk protects the reciter from the punishment of the grave. If somebody tells us that a certain alarm system will protect you from the thief, we sign the paper now, come install tomorrow. I need this. Or I need this security guard. Or I need this feature, whatever it may be. Here, the riwayat of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared this surah to be a protection for the reciter from the punishment of the qabr. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that it was commonly known as Al-Mani'ah. Tabarak al-Ladhi, another name was Al-Mani'a, from Mana'a, Yamna'u, to prevent. So Al-Mani'a means So during the era of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the surah which protects one from the chastisement of the grave. The Khalid bin Ma'adan radiallahu anhu narrates that this surah argues on behalf of the reciter whilst he is in the grave. So to say, Allah will appoint the surah as your advocate to fight your case. You just relax. And because of Tabarak, it will fight your case till you win the case. In the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That this surah argues on behalf of the reciter whilst he's in the grave. It says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a portion of your book. Either accept my intercession on behalf of the person who read me or remove me from your kitab. Or remove me from your book. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a particular sahabi radiallahu anhu pitched his tent on his spot, not knowing that there was a grave directly beneath that spot. He suddenly heard the sound of surah Al-Mulk from within the grave. He informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this surah protects one from the chastisement and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and grants deliverance to a person. Then the other surahs also, Surah Zumar and Surah Bani Israel. As Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not sleep before reciting Surah Zumar and Surah Bani Israel. Then we have the musabbihat, those surahs that start with sabbaha, yusabbihu lillah, sabbaha lillah, sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. So Irbab bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not sleep before reciting the musabbihat. There is a verse in these surahs that is more virtuous than 1,000 verses. Note, musabbihat is a reference to all those surahs that commence with any variation of the word tasbih. They are the following surahs. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Surah Hadid, Surah Hashar, Surah Saf, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah Taghabun, and Surah A'la. The meritorious verse is the final portion of Suratul Hashar, which is Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Is better than 1,000 verses. The last verses of Surah Ala Imran. The last verses from Amanu Rasul. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the last few verses of Surah Ala Imran every night. Surah Kafirun. Also, before going to sleep, how important this surah is. We read now usually the last three surahs. Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, include Surah Al-Kafirun also. The Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite Surah Kafirun when he entered his bed. So all these surahs, my dear brothers, we find that Nabi alayhi salatu read them before he went to sleep. Now you might think that I must read the surah when I'm sitting on my bed. But you know it won't happen. Before you can finish it, you'll be finished. There's quite many. So after Isha, you can start after Maghrib already. Driving home, walking home, leaving the masjid, we have plenty of time. So in all that time, mashallah, we can put the CD on, whatever it is on. As you read last night, now after the Qari, the reciter, at going home also we can recite it. So we made the night valuable also. Alhamdulillah, we got our surahs for the night. As a Nawfal Rahmatullah Ali narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed his father, instructed the father of Nawfal radi rahmatullah alayhi, to read Surah Kafirun every night before sleeping, as it will ensure freedom from shirk, receive you from shirk, to read Surah Kafirun. Mu'awwidatin, that is Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that every night when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to bed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite the last three surahs of the Quran Majid and bring his palms together as he is done when supplicating, making dua, and blow therein. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would pass his palms over all his body. So the method of this is now that a person will recite first Surah Kafirun one time, it's only once off. Then Suratul Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Qul a'udhu Rabbi al-Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nas, then he blow in his palms. And Ibn Hajar rahimullah explains, when you blow in your palms a little bit of sputum, or is saliva, like goes in your palms a bit, rub over the face, your entire body. Then a second time, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, blow in the same manner, and then a third time. The sunnah has tremendous benefits. It repels earthly and heavenly calamities, earthly also. You see, because when against the evil effects of sorcery and black magic, fear and terror, devilish whispers and nightmares. Finally, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum in third sibara. It is reported that the Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, I cannot understand how any intelligent Muslim would go to bed without reciting Ayatul Kursi. How can it be that a person sleep without reciting Ayatul Kursi? And such a sunnah, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam would read this after every namaz. It's already 5 times a day. And then before sleeping also, you recite Ayatul Kursi. And one narration is mentioned also, that the only thing when a person recites this after every salah, the only barrier between him and Jannat is maut. Only barrier between him and Jannat is maut. Because he recited the Ayatul Kursi, the most august verse in the Quran Sharif. It is narrated in another hadith that if a person recites Ayatul Kursi at bedtime, an angel will be appointed to protect him, and Shaitan will not be able to approach him till the morning. Whoever recites it whilst lying on his bed will be the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even the surrounding homes will be protected. Subhanallah. This Ayatul Kursi, such a powerful verse of Quran Sharif this is. Note, recital of Ayatul Kursi, especially at bedtime, was of many misfortunes, including the whisperings of Shaitan and black magic. Women especially should regard it binding upon themselves to recite it together with the Mu'awwidhatin, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, every night. And they should make it a habit with their children also, recite with the children, make them recite these surahs also, to protect them. But remember these wazifas we read, my dear brothers, as on certain person was mentioning nowadays, or the amount of different things we are consuming, chemicals and different ingredients, the cancer is causing, etc., and all these food and illnesses. These wazifas are even for that. Usually we think now that these wazifas are only for spiritual protection. It's a physical protection also. So moreover, in this zamana also, we should be reciting all these. وَزَعِفْ أَلَّا تَلَقِي بَرْسُوفِكِ إِنْشَاءَلَّهِ We read our Surah Yasin, and then we recite our wazifas, zikr, and then dua, inshallah. Brothers, can take the Quran, so we can recite Surah Yasin, inshallah.